to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Hey, Shalom Chaverim. Hello to my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. Our nation is in trouble spiritually.
Spiritually. You know, we're not looking so much at the financial situation. We're not even looking at the political situation. At Messianic Minutes, we're taking the nation's spiritual pulse and we're saying, uh-oh, there is trouble. What should we do?
Yes. And the answer to what should we do is follow God. Do what God said. You know, we will say that clearly Yeshua said, give unto Caesar what is Caesar's. But when Caesar starts to do things that are sin in God's eyes directly, is our job to just roll over? Or is it to say, well, wait a minute, God, what would you have us do in these circumstances? We're not talking about armed rebellion or anything like that. We're talking about the spiritual nature of this nation. Now, many people have said over the years, Ted, and both you and I, of course, because we're biblically sound, we are against abortion. We believe that is not of God. It's taking a life that has no chance in particular. And so, well, what do we say? Well, some people have said over the years, the reason we have this in the first place is because the body of Messiah wasn't on its knees. The body of Messiah wasn't diligent, and we allowed the agenda to be taken away from a godly perspective to an ungodly one, and that's how it happened that way.
I do remember back, Jeff, that even the arguments were, it was framed that, well, you know, we're going to have this woman talk with her doctor and her clergyman to make this heart-wrenching decision. And, you know, that was quickly eliminated. You know, so I think that people wise up and they can see evil for evil. But now we're in a situation in our country where we see things happening that we say, okay, what are we going to do? So I look back and I say, okay, when was the last time we were in a situation like this? And it was back in the 60s. We were growing up and the generation was heading downhill. And what happened? I believe it was godly mothers and grandmothers who said, what am I going to do? We're going to pray.
Amen.
We're going to pray. So we're in another situation, and the generation that needs to pray is us.
Mm-hmm.
And we have scriptural authority in how to pray. And we look back to the dedication of the temple at the Feast of Tabernacles, where God answers Solomon's question. Solomon says, what are we going to do when we see things going bad, when we make mistakes, when we miss the mark, when we sin? Lord, what should we do? How do we get back in right stead? Because we know you're going to punish us. But what should we do?
And that's when God told Solomon, if my people called by my name will humble themselves, pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways. Then I'll provide the answer. Heal the land. And Jesus tells us that healing of the land, we believe, he says, rivers of spiritual living water.
Bringing revival, bringing life, bringing comfort to souls and people that are so desperately hurting. But there's precursors first. First, we have to humble ourselves.
Yes. And it's, remember, if my people humble themselves. Now, humbling ourselves means that we must recognize our right standing with God. He's first. We're below. Yeah. But see, you know, governments all across this nation in states, cities, and the federal level, they're not doing that. They're putting us over God, you know.
Well, people are doing what's right in their own eyes.
That's it.
And they're judging things by their own measures and ignoring the word of God. And part of being living waters that we're called to be is bringing the word of God and the truth of God's word to this lost and dying world.
Hallelujah.
Both to Jewish people and to Gentile people.
Right. It's a call upon us that's not optional if we want to see God's will done in this world. Now,
if we want to see God heal our land, that's
amen.
The first step.
Amen. And that doesn't mean you have to go out and evangelize everybody on the street corner, friends, but you need to do what God said to do. And we'll talk more about this tomorrow right here on Messianic Minutes, our website, messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mishichenu.
May the Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.